Shalom, this is Yara Ben Emmet with the Torah Watchman Podcast Channel. I hope everyone has been well. The title of today's edition is, From the River to the Sea, We Will Be Free. What is this Jew talking about? I'm quoting something, a phrase from the Hamas Charter. Their constitution and their governmental rule over Gaza. As you know, Hamas is an internationally acknowledged Islamic terrorist organization, historically as a splinter group from the Muslim Brotherhood, also considered by most sane countries like Egypt as an Islamic terrorist organization, is it illegal to interoperate with other government entities? Let me get that out. Who's saying this statement here, and what does it mean? Again, I repeat, from the river to the sea, we will be free. Hamas has said that in their charter over and over again, against their policy for Jewish sovereignty within disputed areas of Judea and Samaria, and essentially the entire state of Israel, Eretz Israel. It is a statement that they will not stop their resistance movement against what they call illegal occupation of Palestine until every Jew is either driven out of the land or is murdered and killed and literally pushed out into the sea, okay? Maybe all the Jews should go to Cyprus or some Mediterranean island somewhere, right? Get rid of the Jews. This was Hitler's final solution, right? This is neo-Nazism for today, okay? This is the next page in Hitler's rule book for the final solution to get rid of the Jewish problem. Where are you hearing these statements today? You're hearing them no other in the sanctuary city of Brooklyn, New York. I already reported before about violent protests by Palestinian activists, even in Fifth Avenue, close to where all the big businesses, mammoth international businesses and news outlets like Fox News, were attacking Jews. Many of them were arrested for attacking Jews. Now, every American citizen has a right to peacefully protest, right? They have the freedom of their religion, religious expression, freedom of speech shall not be infringed upon, okay? But these Palestinians here, some of them are migrants. I don't know what their citizenship status is as immigrants into our country. Because again, if they're in Brooklyn, it's a sanctuary city. And sanctuary cities are used by Democrats today as enclaves for criminality. MS-13 gang members, illegal immigrants from Mexico and Latin America that are guilty of murder or allowed, who have ICE deportation notices. They did not report to bond hearings and things of that nature, but they can live peacefully in Brooklyn, right? Now you have some of the worst right now. I'm not demonizing all Palestinians that they like to call themselves. These are essentially our Syrian Arabs, okay? And they just do not want to go back to the Arab countries, which are 52 million Arabs around a small state of Israel, about the size of New Jersey. They don't want to go back to any of those Arab countries. They are Arab. If you do a simple DNA test, they have the same Semitic gene traits that I have. They're sons of Ishmael, or they may have converted to Islam. It's not germane. The point I'm saying is, our FBI, our Defense of Homeland Security, knows what's happening in Brooklyn today. When you have a group of violent protesters, whether Islamic or not Islamic, whatever, and they are saying, and with posters and pictures and billboards and things of that nature, and they are calling for global intifada against the Jewish problem until the Jews are removed permanently from Israel, folks, they're calling for genocide against my people in Israel. And this is violent protest. What if you had a group of white supremacists that was calling for the eradication of every gay, transsexual, bisexual person in this country? They would be arrested in a heartbeat, right? What if you had a group of white supremacists that said, I don't want any more black people in my neighborhood. I want them removed in my neighborhood. They would be arrested and fined heavily for in the moment that they hit social media. But this is all over social media. Twitter allows these people to use their social platforms, engine and Facebook and Google and other places like that, to get the word out. Essentially, they hate Israel, they hate the Jewish people, and they want to occupy and take over the remainder of Israel for a Palestinian state. They've also said clearly, and you've heard various peace overtures from President Trump in the past and President Biden today, and PM Bennett trying to work out some peaceful solution with Abbas, the president of the PLO, trying to work out a peaceable two-state solution or whatever. AIPAC is all over that. Haaretz is all over that nonsense. But they have said clearly in the same protest march in Brooklyn today over the weekend that they do not want a peaceable solution with the Jews to coexist in Israel with them. This is a binary choice for them. It's an all or nothing. All Palestinians controlling every aspect of Israel, that small little piece of real estate, or they will be at war forever until every Jew is driven into the sea. Listen, don't shoot the messenger in here. Go out and search this yourself. Find out this information here. This is a growing a group of anti-Semites that are not only preaching hate, and hate speech is protected in our Constitution, but they're talking about, they're trying to connect to their Hamas affiliates, and I believe Hamas is embedded in Brooklyn today among these Palestinians for global jihad against the Jewish people. They want another infanta. They want more radical Islamic terrorism against the Jewish people. Listen, this kind of speech you hear every day in Al Jazeera, in Gaza, among the Hamas neo-Nazis there, but you're hearing it in America, the land I love, in Brooklyn, New York, and New York City. And what is the mayor, de Blasio, what is the governor, Cuomo, doing about this? Nothing. If you're a Jew in Brooklyn, you need to watch your back. Okay, the largest Jewish population centers in the United States is in Crown Heights and Buller Park, which are considered two of the most safest cities to live in and desirable cities or business burgs or whatever out of Brooklyn in that big city there to live. But you know, the safety is becoming an issue when you can even walk down your street, a woman, a mother pushing a stroller with your children down the street, and when you're Jewish, you have a bullseye target on your back. And our defense agencies, the Department of Homeland Security, FBI, the CIA, whatever you want to say, local police authorities, they're just watching it from afar. Why do they want to get involved and stop these people? Because they'll be labeled as an Islamophobe or being racist against a colored people. Do you see where I'm going with this? I have no problem with the Palestinians with their stupid flag, waving it in the wind and saying that we are people, we have rights. Okay, everyone has rights, right? Everyone has civil rights. That's fundamental in our Constitution. But when you're calling about the wholesale genocide of another ethnic people like the Jewish people in Israel, that's going too far. This is going too far. This is what was happening in Europe in the 1930s, 1920s, leading up to the Holocaust. History has an insidious way of repeating itself. We need to be our neighbor's watchmen. We need to stand on a hill and look after each other. You heard it here about neighborhood watch parties. We need to watch out for our Jewish brothers and sisters, whether you are a Gentile or Jewish or indifferent. Listen, people are people, and they have a right for living free of fear and molestation, especially in the United States, despite your religious, ethnic choices in life. You have as much right to exist freely in this country as anyone else does. Why isn't our government doing anything about this? That's the question I'm posing to you from the Torah Watchman. Please check out my videos on YouTube. I hope you've been well. I only wish you peace and love, brothers and sisters out there. I'm here to get the news out to you. I'm not creating news. It may be a little bit opinionated, but I'm giving you facts, okay? There never has been the country of Palestine. These people, Yasser Arafat, Egyptian-born Yasser Arafat, literally declared a Palestinian state in Israel in 1964, took the star off the Jordanian flag, and then made a Palestinian flag from the same color scheme, and called it a state. This is what we're dealing with, okay? Fact versus fiction. Hate versus love. Yarab and Emmett signing out.